It's Monday, July 11th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of New York City, Atlanta, Philadelphia, St. Paul, Chicago, San Francisco, and Phoenix over the weekend to denounce the fatal shooting by police of two black men this week in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Falcon Heights, Minnesota. Several of the protests resorted to violence, resulting in hundreds of arrests. The protest marches came the day after a black gunman killed five police officers watching over a similar demonstration in Dallas. But with the Lord, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Nearly 70 leading companies have filed a friend of the court brief to support the Department of Justice in its lawsuit to block North Carolina's transgender bathroom bill, which requires that people using public school bathrooms use the one that corresponds with the gender of their birth certificate. The companies advocating this gender confusion include American Airlines, United Airlines, Apple, Cisco, eBay, General Electric, IBM, Intel, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Nike, PayPal, IKEA, and the Hilton and Marriott hotel chains, according to the Christian Post. The Pentagon's newly announced policy of allowing people who identify as transgender to serve in the military and receive special health care raises concerns with the Chaplains Alliance for Religious Liberty. In a press release, Chaplain Ron Cruz said, quote, "It is an understatement to say this raises serious religious liberty concerns," unquote. Specifically, the chaplains noted the threat to Army doctors and nurses who take a biblical perspective on human sexuality and do not wish to perform certain surgical operations. Isaiah 10:1 warns, "Woe to those who enact evil statutes." In a major victory for Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders ahead of the Democratic Philadelphia Convention, Fox News reports that the Democratic Party platform will call for a national $15 per hour minimum wage. CNN has confirmed that Senator Ted Cruz, Donald Trump's former chief rival for the GOP nomination, will speak at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland later this month, after the two met Thursday in Washington.
There was no discussion of any endorsement. He asked me if I would speak at the convention, and I said I'd be very glad to do so.
A group of Brazilian scientists has detected a drug-resistant superbacteria growing off some of Rio de Janeiro's most stunning beaches, a month before the city hosts the 2016 Olympic Games. CNN reports that the superbacteria entered the city's waterways when sewage coming from local hospitals is channeled into the bay. On Saturday, North Korea fired a submarine-launched ballistic missile off its eastern coast in the latest test that's part of efforts by the North to advance technology capable of delivering nuclear warheads, reported Fox News. Sardar Mushtaq Gil, a leading Christian human rights lawyer in Pakistan who works to defend Christians from persecution, was forced to flee for his life and go into hiding after receiving death threats. Christian Today reports that Gil had been working to protect the family of the brick kiln murder victims who were burned alive in a brick kiln after they were accused of blasphemy against Islam. The World View spoke to Sardar Gil some time ago about the intense Muslim persecution of Christians in Pakistan.
I would request all international community and other organizations and groups who are working in Pakistan and those organizations who are working on women's rights, our request is to pray that we are struggling that Pakistan promulgate a proper law on such issue.
In light of 2 Corinthians 1:4, please pray that God would comfort Sardar Gil in all his affliction so that he will be able to comfort others. A Utah woman has died after becoming infected with the Zika virus, the Salt Lake County Health Department announced Friday. By the providence of God, it's the first confirmed Zika-related death in America. Fox News reports that while the elderly woman had an underlying health condition, she had traveled to areas with mosquitoes known to spread the Zika virus. If you walked into the East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania Walmart, you were likely to see Danny Okenhouse smiling as he welcomed you to the store, reports the Pocono Record. Confined to a motorized wheelchair, he directed shoppers or checked receipts. After almost 21 years of employment, Okenhouse is gone after Walmart replaced greeters with hosts whose duties were more focused on shoplifting, which the chain concluded would have been too great a challenge for Danny. With tears in his eyes, the former Walmart greeter said, "I want my job back. The customers appreciate me." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, July 11th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.